Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Listening to Teen Station, where we always have something to say. And of course, how can I begin without introducing our teen host? I'd like to welcome our favorite host, teen host Ashley. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great. Tashine.
Hey.
Miranda.
Hello.
And Edric.
Hey, how's it going, folks?
Great. Well, as all of you know in our audience and our listeners, this is a new year. And new years are about reinventing yourself, enhancing yourself, bettering yourself, challenging yourself, what you're going to do for the new year. It's basically the celebration of you. So in light of the season, Teen Station will be celebrating each one of our teen hosts. Today, our teen host, Tashine, will be hosting a fabulous screenwriter, songwriter, speaker, producer, director, everything. You are in store for a great show.
Yes, we have a great guest here on Blake Radio Soul's Teen Station, Mr. Tim Green. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having me, and wow, thank you for that great introduction, Star. But you
of
forgot,
course.
I also make some mean chocolate chip cookies. You forgot.
I need to add that.
But no, it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me. And before we started, since they call me like the Walt Disney of hip hop, I wanted to give the audience an idea of the type of exceptional talent that I put on. Just, you know, we'll take a couple minutes to introduce some of these kids. And they're phenomenal. They're all straight-A students, and they called in before I did. Wow. So they are really on top of things. And first up, we'll have Lourdes and Messiah. Are you guys there?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Good. So, Lourdes, introduce yourself.
Well, first I want to tell you, hi, my name is Lourdes Oduro Corten, and I'm 12 years old. I act, I sing, I dance. I like to play football, I like to play basketball, and I love to go swimming.
And you relocated from Chicago to Los Angeles, where you got to sign in Beverly Hills. So how was that move for you from Chicago and now living in Hollywood?
It was really sad and fun because, well, the sad part was that because I had to leave my family, and that was really sad. And it was fun that I was moving to L.A. because it has a great view, and there's a lot of stuff going on out there.
Good. So Messiah, tell us about yourself, and what do you do?
Well, hi, my name is Messiah Oduro Corden, and I'm 10 years old. I love to act, dance, sing, and model, and I love to draw. I love watching comedy stuff, just taking notes, and just trying to perfect myself.
Okay, now he's in a new boy band that's going to be a superstar, so you gotta be on the lookout for Messiah. And what do you want to build? As brothers, what are you trying to build for homeless?
Well, we're trying to build a hotel for the homeless because it's heartbreaking seeing them trying to do stuff, and then they're just laying on the ground, and I just want to help them.
So that's good. So they want to do stuff for the homeless and their actors, and they're in board groups, so you're going to look out for their new singles and everything. Thank you, Lourdes and Messiah Oduro-Corton. They're living in Hollywood, California. And next up is Nene Kirby. Are you there, Nene?
Yes, I am.
And how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am phenomenal and blessed every 2 seconds. Tell us about yourself. Okay, season
Hello,
home. Can you hear me? We're getting a delay from Hollywood. Tell us about yourself, Nene.
Well, I am an actress, singer, dancer, and actor. I am 11 years old. I have been in the business since I was 4 years old, and I just love doing what I love to do.
And tell us about some of the great projects that you were in with Michael Jackson. She's the star of the CeeLo video, that song Forget You.
Hello?
She's the star.
I'm so jealous. You're fabulous.
Yes, yes, I was. I was in CeeLo Green's music video called Forget You, which I had an amazing experience. I also did a movie with Vivica A. Fox called Annie Claus is Coming to Town, which airs in December on the Hallmark Channel. And I was also in Michael Jackson's music video featuring Akon called Hold My Hand.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I was, yes, I had such a great time.
And Jill Scott, she played Jill Scott in Jill Scott's video. And she's in all these
yes.
commercials, McDonald's, the
wow.
Bear commercial. And where are you going to be on Saturday? She was the celebrity grand marshal of a Hollywood parade. So you'll be in that parade Saturday, is that correct?
Yes, the Martin Luther King Parade coming up this Saturday on ABC7. So make sure you look out for me. I'll be riding in the parade. And it's such a great experience to be able to be a part of history for Martin Luther King.
Wow.
Oh, you're a little
How old are you? And tell us, Nene, what advice would you give to all the kids that's listening? Because we sent out thousands of emails. They're listening right now. What advice would you give them to get into this business?
Well, first of all, just believe in yourself. Believe you can do anything that you set your mind to. Make sure you have a great support team, whether it's your mom, your dad, your grandparents. As long as you have someone to go out there and cheer and root for you, and always keep going and make sure it's something that you want to do and it's in your heart and it's something you enjoy.
Wow. Well, thank you, Ms. Nene Kirby. A couple more minutes. We have a couple more people. Let's have Kalia McCarthy. Are you there from Detroit, Michigan, calling in?
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Kalia McCarthy. I'm 19 years old from Detroit, Michigan, and I'm a musical composer, artist, singer, songwriter, dancer, L.A., soccer, basketball, normal teenage stuff. But most of all, I love to make music.
So tell us, how did you come about? She scores my film, so tell us how you do your scoring being the only female in a male-dominated music business.
Okay, well, it's really exciting to me. It's the first time I had ever had to really do something that major. And being the only girl, it makes me feel really good. So it's one of the main reasons that I keep going.
Sorry, Kalia.
I have completely just lost focus, but the way I do scores is I look at the scene, I check out the film, see how it makes me feel, and then I try to portray whatever action or mood is in it through the music.
Mm-hmm. Quick advice for females trying to get into this business. What would you tell them real quick?
Well, you don't often need someone by your side. It's really about you and your own perseverance, how much you enjoy what you love doing. You have to stay positive and believe that you can do it, because anybody can do what they set their mind to it. So just stay positive and keep going. Never give up. That's what I would say.
Excellent. Thank you, Kalia. Yeah, so now we just two more
Thank
quick
you.
People. And Nyara Collins, are you there?
Hello, hello. How are you?
And tell us about yourself and how old are you?
Well, I am 14 years old. For starters, I am a vocalist, actress, songwriter, and dancer. Oh, I've been in the business for about 8 years now, and I enjoy what I do so much.
And how did you go about meeting Mr. Tim, and how long have you known me?
Well, I've known Mr. Tim for about 4 years now. We met at a workshop at a small jazz club. He was giving out gifts. It was just full of excitement and enjoyment with everyone. And we met and talked, and we just started talking and talking, and we really started thinking about ideas for projects and really getting to know each other in the business.
And so how was it for you? You moved, relocated from Detroit to Hollywood. So how is it living in Hollywood for you right now? What projects have you worked on?
Well, first off, when it comes to my projects working out here, I worked with Danny Woodburn for Crash and Bernstein, Carlon Jeffrey from Ant Farm, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Loretta Devine from The Client List.
What?
I worked with Teen Pop Sensation, Bittersweet. And last but not least, I am working on my own project in the studio. My first album coming out, yay for me. And at the end of the month, my first track from off my album is debuting, so look out for me on iTunes.
My goodness. So are you running for president 5 years from now?
Wow. Yeah.
So well, thank you, Nyara Collins. And let's get a Aaliyah Royale. Are you there?
Hey.
What's happening, Aaliyah? Tell us about yourself quickly, and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Aaliyah Royale. I'm an actress, model, singer, dancer, writer, broadcaster, fashion designer. I actually do it all, most people say. I've been in the business for about 7 years now. I've known him for, I'd say, almost 2 years. And ever since I met him, my as an actress has gotten even better.
Well, and how was it for you? She relocated from Detroit to Hollywood. So how is it for you living in Hollywood right now?
It's awesome.
We had Nene, who did the Hallmark Channel, Annie Claus with Vivica Fox, Trix commercial. So right now we have Elizabeth Harrington. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes.
And she is totally blind, and she has cerebral palsy, but you wouldn't know it. I've known her since she was 9. She's 15 now, and she directs films. And ABC, we just taped a special for the past couple weeks that is going to air 3 times on Black History Month. So, of course, Elizabeth is making history. Tell us about yourself, Elizabeth.
Oh, I am 15. You said about to be 16 on February 9th. I would like to do something with directing.
And tell us about how was it working with the kids when we were working with ABC, was it yesterday? How was that for you? And you won the award for Best New Director.
Yes, that was awesome. I worked with these kids. They were amazing. They were good actors.
Good. And how is it for you every day, you know, being blind and having cerebral palsy? How do you, you know, tell us, you know, how do you go about your day and stay happy?
I wake up every morning excited about the new day, because you never know what the new day will bring.
And what would your advice be for everyone to just be happy as you are? Because in the 4.5 years I've known you, I've never seen you frown. You're always smiling. So what is your advice to keep people smiling? What do they have to do, in your opinion?
Hope, love, and faith.
All right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Harrington, director. And you'll see her on ABC. They're doing a Black History special. And she went to Washington with me and knocked everybody out. She was the number one story last month for being 15 and directing films. And next up, Kalea, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And tell us about yourself. She's in a male-dominated music business for making beats. Kalea makes, you know, music, and she scores films. So tell us about yourself. She's calling in from Detroit. Tell us about yourself, Kalea.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kalea McCarthy. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I'm 19 years old, and I'm a musical composer. I sing, write, dance, but I'm best at making music. And recently, I had the perfect opportunity to score one of Tim Green's films, The Reprogrammer.
And how was that, like, you know, scoring? And then tell us, you know, how your, you know, your parents were behind you. Your dad brought you to a workshop, and then you made history.
Well, for me, it was amazing. It was the first time I ever got to really do anything like that. And it's always wonderful when someone recognizes what you do and your passion. So it was really good for me. And I never thought anything like that could happen. It gave me a lot of faith that I wanted to keep going and a lot of hope. And I actually, me and my dad, we were looking for different events for me to get into, and we came across Tim Green's workshop. So he's like, do you want to go check it out? I'm like, sure. We went, we talked to him, and I got a chance to show him some of my music. And I think it's fair to say that he was very impressed because he actually said I lent it to him for his movie. So that's how I got into that.
So what keeps you focused, though? At 19, you're in music. You got everybody trying to holler at you. You got, you know, people like, let's go hang out. Let's go do whatever. So what keeps you focused on making music? Because, you know, I produced 17 singles. That takes probably 23 hours a day.
Well, honestly, I know what I want out of life, and that's to be the greatest musician, musical composer, and to go as far as I possibly can with it. And if I was to worry about other things like friends and socializing, then I wouldn't get far at all. And I know that I have to take care of me. I have to, if I want to be successful, I have to put forth the work and do the right actions, and I can't waste my time socializing and stuff. So I try to stay focused.
Wow. Okay.
Great.
So there you go. And is Rebecca there? Okay, but maybe something.
Yeah, she'll join us soon, I'm sure. These are great, great teams you have, Tim.
Nah, thank you. And, you know, they're a cut above. You know, they were all like straight-A students. You know, the thing is you must do well in school first, you know, because you can have talent. But, you know, I tell people this business is not guaranteed. You're not guaranteed to be a star. I don't care how cute you think you are, how much talent you think you have. There are thousands. I have 3,000 people on file just in New York alone. So,
wow.
You know, with those odds, and then in L.A., I got, like, what, 37 people signed Hollywood deals. But still, I tell their parents, their life is going to become your life. So, you know, you're going to have to stop everything you do to move with your kids, you know, to Los Angeles.
Wow. Exactly. And to all our listeners out there, it's not a workshop. It's not just, it's bigger than that, it seems. And Tim, you're doing a wonderful job in the community. What exactly does the workshop truly entail?
Well, you know, it's more about life. I try to keep, you know, in New York, some of these parents pay thousands to these organizations to hear me speak, but I try to keep them free in, like, underprivileged neighborhoods because, you know, they can't afford to come to Broadway or Times Square to hear me speak. So, you know, I come in to, you know, either a mall, they'll give me these places for free, or sometimes they'll bring me in the workshop. It's usually for, you know, acting, filmmaking, how to turn your ideas into feature films, because with the technology out there, you can create and put it on YouTube, Dailymotion, Vimeo, all these different sites that can showcase your talents. And then I keep it on real. You know, I talk about the realness of this business and the pitfalls that can be in this business. And, you know, you can't think you're the top talent in the world because there's always going to be somebody just as good or maybe a slight edge over you. And then I give out secrets on how to become multimillionaires because still, if your kid can recite every little rap lyric that may not be, you know, beneficial to their age, they should know how to become multimillionaires and how to focus in life. And then by the time they're 20, you know, they can buy two or three beach houses for their parents and themselves. And, it's, you know, it's really simple if you're conditioned from, say, like 7 years old. I mean, if you can recite 50 Cent lyrics to me at seven, you should be able to recite, you know, rule number 6, 7, or 8 on how to become a multimillionaire.
Wow. So our teen hosts, of course, are fully prepared, and they have wonderful questions to ask you. We'll start off with Miranda.
Hi, my name's Miranda. I'm a sophomore in high school, and I live in D.C. I was just wondering, do you have a mentor or someone you can look for guidance, and what role has that person played in your life and your career up to this point?
Wow. You're a sophomore in college?
High school.
I'd say a key person was my phenomenal and exceptional mother because, you know, we came from a single-parent home, six of us, and my brothers, you know, graduated from Ivy League schools, you know, to use basketball. And one was the first African-American to run a television network, and another was the youngest to run program Clear Channel radio stations. Another sister working in the stock market. So, and we came, you know, right out the so-called hood. But for me, fortunately, I played tennis coming right out the hood. And at 13, I had an itinerary flying all around the country playing these tournaments and national tournaments. And it took men in the neighborhood to take us out of the neighborhood. So I'd say, and the people I even hang around now are like in their 70s. I don't even hang around people my age because we don't talk about the same things. So I'd say anybody older, you got to sit down and listen to. And because they can tell you, things and you'll learn. So I learned from anybody that's like in their 60s and 70s. And, these people own things. And they say, Tim, this is how I did it. This is what you need to do. Most people my age or younger, older talk about, the parties they're going to, VIP, let's go hang out with Diddy. And, you're not going to see me in a picture like that. You're going to see me in the community. Any press you see me on is usually in the community giving out 300 computers to underprivileged kids.
And it's ironic that Miranda just asked you that question because she is a phenomenal tennis player. I'm her tennis coach.
Really? Wow.
She plays all the time.
Okay, wow. Well, welcome to the tennis club. Great. And Star, you're a tennis player too, correct?
Yes.
Wow, okay. Well, see, next time I'm in Washington, we got to play. You're going to have to spot me a couple sets because, I don't play 22 hours a day like I used to.
Exactly. Edric.
Hi, I'm Edric, and I'm a sophomore in college, and I live in New York City. Can you tell us more about Make It Rain with Greatness and what they are? I've read a little bit about it. Sounds really awesome, but I'm just really curious about some.
For me, I live a totally happy, blessed, stress-free, zero bills, no baby moms tracking me down and all craziness. I try to live life accordingly. And, I'm creating like a whole new hip-hop Disney where it's no guns, no cursing, but you can still have a great time and have a great life. So for me, I've never been to one of those. In Atlanta, that's where they call it like a club where girls dance and they throw money. I didn't even know what Make It Rain was until about a year ago. And they throw money at you for females dancing in a club. And it's like, for me, that was a negative. So I said, okay, how about Make It Rain with Greatness, where if your daughter brings home straight A's, the grandma, the whole family, the whole block is going to make it rain. So that gives females an incentive to get straight A's. And everybody, all the other girls will be like, wait a minute, I got to get straight A's too. Let's make it rain. I mean, I made the national dean's list, and I can say I really didn't put 100%, and I graduated in the 11th grade, and I didn't have to go, to the 12th grade, because even at 11th grade, I knew what I wanted to do. I said, let me get out.
Wow.
I don't need a whole year of going to gym class and taking Spanish. Let me go play some tennis, and I went to night school. That was, just looking back, it was like, wow, but I did it, and then I ended up, I have like, 120-something tennis trophies, and then I said, let me go on tour with this. And it was catchy, and people loved it, about Make It Rain with Greatness. And just like Trailer Park, when you hear Trailer Park, what's the other word that attaches to it? Trailer Park what?
Trailer Park, usually trash.
You see? Okay, so I said, no, let's change that to Trailer Park Greatness. Where do you come from? Trailer Park Greatness. So, and I said, when you fulfill your dreams, you get your mom a double wide Trailer Park. Now, how's that?
Yeah, you get to own the entire park.
Yeah, there you go. So for me, with the Make It Rain with Greatness tour, and then I have the new B word, because usually in the hood it's a negative, and it sends up a negative vibration. So for me, I said, you got to start them at 3, 4, 5. And I said, okay, say the new B word. They say, what's up, beautiful? So when I was in Chicago recently, and that wind is bitter cold. So it's like I said, say the new B word, and we have it on tape where you see all the females' faces just light up, old and young, when they're called beautiful instead of the negative other B word. So, that's what I'm about, more positive. If you send out a negative vibration for me, I'll stay out of your way. And that's how I live life accordingly. I don't have any skeletons in my closet, not even a toothpick, because I know where I'm going. And I know with technology, if anything negative comes up on me, people are going to try to put that out there and say, see, Tim, you're like this. I'm like, no, don't even try it. I don't even have a Facebook or Twitter. But, that's you know, I can only speak for me, and it's like I send out just the positive vibrations. Either you're a good person or bad, regardless of, you know, religion or whatever. But that's how I do. I know that was a long answer, too. Wow.
Yeah, Ben, great, great answers. Very deep. Miranda, go ahead.
So you've been talking a lot about how you reward inner city kids who have good grades by offering free workshops. Could you elaborate on sort of the details on these workshops?
Sure. For me, it's like, you know, I'm usually blessed to go into any city in the world, really, from London, Japan, Italy, L.A., and all the news channels, you know, they give us press. You know, we had Elizabeth on. You know, everybody, all the kids I work with, we've, you know, they've been on television and in newspapers, and I do my own publicity, and I finance my own films. So for me, they're not just workshops, because parents come back and say, wow, my kid's life changed. I'm like, what? I was just only there for, like, you know, a few hours. But, you know, I try to send out that positive vibration so they can see, even when I go into prisons. And I don't call it workshops. I just call it life shops, because it's like, I'm telling you how I did it and with so-called odds against me. So it should be no excuse when I come in. And then I'll pick out, you know, we'll do monologues, and I'll pick out talent who I think can go to Hollywood or might have a chance, because that's where you're going to find the next great talents, right in these neighborhoods and in a lot of these cities. And, you know, it's not just underprivileged kids. It's, you know, whoever wants to explore their whatever their greatness is, I'll give you a shot. And, you know, because some parents, you know, they're rich enough to move to L.A. tomorrow, you know, and they'll say, hey, let's go. And I don't charge anything. I don't take any fees when I get them Hollywood deals. I don't manage. I just say, okay, I'm going to bless you now. We're going to see what you do with it. And, you know, like I said, there are more life shops about just life and how you can make it, period, if you really want to. But some people I put on don't make it. I mean, I had one of the youngest master control operators at, you know, that worked at a major network. But when she got all in the newspaper, she couldn't handle it. You know, she, you know, you can't go buck wild, because, you know, with Twitter, everybody's going to find out what you do. And if it's negative, it's going to come back on you. So these, you know, what I do is just show people that you can do this. You can go to Hollywood. You can, you know, fulfill your dreams. You can own a house by the time you're 22. You can own your cars, because most people spend, what, 30 years trying to pay off a mortgage? You know, get it over with quickly. In Detroit, you know, you can buy houses. You know, people are coming out of college starting their own neighborhoods in Detroit, and, you know, because they're getting houses at a pretty good rate. So it's about just being happy, living life, and fulfilling your dreams.
That's really great. Edric, you can go ahead.
So I was just wondering about your thoughts on why it's so important to tap into the next generation. Actually, well, that's actually kind of obvious, because they're our future. But how do you think this particular upcoming generation has changed? Because this is an important question that comes up a lot on our show, and
right.
I was just wondering about your thoughts.
How it changed, and everything I say is my opinion. The opinions of Tim Green shall not reflect. No. But,
disclaimer.
And I tell everybody, it's my opinion only. I think, because I meet thousands of people a month all around the country. I'm trying to slow down my schedule now so I can, you know, eat a home-cooked meal for once. I think, like, when some of the kids who I put on, they're so involved in their phones, texting, tweeting, that sometimes you got to refocus. And I had to tell, like, look, put that thing down. Because if you're on a set, or we're at Warner Brothers, and we're at a meeting, you can't be tweeting. You can't be texting, you know, because these are the people who are going to hire you. You know, that are going to put you on. And if they see you don't have any focus, you know, they're not going to put you on. And you're going to wonder why you're not moving forward in life. And I tell people, you know, cut your phone off. It shouldn't be anything more important if you're on a set fulfilling your dreams, and if somebody's giving you a break, than just tweeting, hey, I'm on a set. And then sometimes you can't, some people tweet the storyline out when they're on a set, and you can't do that because it destroys the whole film project. So I think, you know, refocusing, sometimes technology makes people think less. because they're like, just go look it up like this. I'm not going to take the time. You know, I don't. What do I need to read for? And then some people, I've seen a couple of letters where they're spelling and putting things on resumes in text form, like before the number B and 4. I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you should write this out. And you want to work for who? Yeah. Thank you. Have a nice life. But, you know, and that can be real, and you can't wonder why. And, you know, Kalia and everybody knows, I tell her, like, look, whatever you're doing, listen to an audio tape on, you know, Napoleon Hill, what they don't teach you in Harvard Business School. So still, even at 17, 18, 19, you'll at least hear this stuff, you know, or if you want to read that book. It's only going to take you a week to change your whole life. One book, you know, and then one book a month, you know, self-help positive type stuff. So I think a lot of us are caught up in, oh, my gosh, there's so-and-so. They just had a baby. Okay, did you ever meet this person? Well, no.
Yes.
Did they ever invite you over to the house? Well, no. The security beat you up? Well, yeah, when I was at the club. So, you know, for me, I don't get involved in what everybody else is doing. And especially, you know, I'm not going to come over to the house, not going to invite me to whatever. I don't see them in the community. But that's where I am. And I think that refocusing of communication, because some people want to just communicate with me through email. I'm like, no, I want to hear your voice. I want to see your body language. I want to see, you know, what you look like, you know. So, I mean, and you can tell by just a picture. So I think less emailing and more communication. Well, you know, I'm in broadcasting as a radio personality, so I communicate and talk forever. But I think more communication and, you know, with a touch of technology in there, you know, tweeting.
Yeah, that's interesting. I actually saw just a special on CNN. They had an image, of course, in light of the inauguration. So during the ball and whoever would come out on the stage, first lady came out on the stage, you would instantly see an exorbitant amount of cell phones just coming up and taking a picture or videotaping. And so the question that was asked from the that particular reporter was, is it better to actually take the time to look at it yourself and take it in, or just focus on trying to get on Twitter, trying to get on Facebook and putting it on there and focusing on that? It takes time and energy and sort of takes away from that moment.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that because, you know, most people are just putting it out there like, wow, look what I've done, look where I'm at. And you know, and some people, even with the Facebook, where I've seen people get depressed now because they'll see other people's timeline and like, wow, they're in the Bahamas and I'm here with no job. So, you know, it can be a plus and a minus. And then when I meet people, I don't even, you know, I'll meet that one person. I'm meeting three people, the person that I perceive them to be, the person that they want me to perceive them as, and then it's the person that they really are when nobody's looking. So I go, you know, to some people's Facebooks or their friends, and I see pictures that totally, I'm like, this is not the person I met. So, you know, people got to be aware of that, too, where whatever they post, you know, and, you know, maybe posting presidential stuff is great as opposed to if I see all these posts, with they're nothing but at a party. And I had one girl that graduated USC. But her LinkedIn and everything was phenomenal. I'm like, wow, this girl's going to be vice president of state. But then when I looked at her ex-boyfriend's Facebook and timeline, you know, it was these blurry pictures. They looked like they were all high. So, of course, I couldn't put that person on. So, you know, like I said, it's, you know, whatever each individual likes, that's up to, you know, each person accordingly. For me, I don't have time to be on Facebook going back and forth with, you know, 19,000 people. I have like 19,000 emails. I can't answer all those people. And then I can't answer if you're trying to send me an idea, then you might have to sue me and say, hey, well, Tim, I sent you that idea on Facebook. I got to sue you now. You know, little homies too is what I tweeted you. Like, what? And then I deal with minors. So, you know, you can't, no, your kid can't call me. Your kid can't tweet me. Your kid can't follow me. And no, your kid can't poke me on Facebook. No. So I set all of that down. But that, I think, is, you know, each individual has their own way that they set their life. I said, whatever makes you happy, I'd say, hey, go for it, as long as it, you know, floats your boat, in my opinion.
That's good. Miranda, you can go ahead.
Well, I think it's great to hear about how dedicated you are to your passions and everything, but when you're a teenager, it can be really hard because you have things like peer pressure, bullying, all these outside influences on yourself that can get in the way of your dreams. So what is your advice to aspiring, people aspiring to whatever their dreams are, to just stay focused and live up to their potential?
Wow. Okay, and
these are great questions.
Yeah, I'm going back to school. My goodness, you don't get online or something. And what I'll do, I'll let the other two phenomenal people say, and then I'll chime in. Elizabeth, you there?
Yes.
So, how do you handle peer pressure, or when someone tries to, you know, say, "Hey, you should try this, Elizabeth"? So, what keeps you focused?
Well, the one thing that keeps me focused is my parents. I know that, let's say, for instance, drinking is not allowed in my house, so I don't do it.
We don't need to drink Kool-Aid? Come on now.
No, we drink Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Kool-Aid.
And I'd say for Kalia. Now, you know, 19, and I'm sure you got a ton of peer pressure when we're on sets, you know, you got, so what keeps you focused, you know, besides, say, your dad, because you can still slip out the house, change clothes, do whatever.
Right.
So what keeps you?
Honestly, it's just the fact that I know where I want to go, and I know that bad choices, small choices, lead to really big consequences. So I'm thinking, like, if I do this, if I do that, where would I end up? And that's always, you have to think before you do stuff. And in the long run, none of the bad stuff that people try to put in your face is worth it, because at the end of the day, you'll be somewhere successful and they'll be right where they were when you last saw them. And that's not what I want for my life. So that really keeps me my head on straight. And then my parents are always supporting me. And they've grown up to be great people. Like, they don't do any drugs, or they don't drink, smoke, party. So I don't either. It's just the way I was brought up, and I respect it.
Wow. Okay. Well, for me, and I think you gotta have a special focus, because, you know, same. My mom did not play. I mean, I had to be in before dark. I'm still in before dark. You know, I see the sun come down, I'm running in the house like, yo, I gotta get in here. And you know, you make decisions. And for me, you can't. You have to choose your friends. You can't let them choose you. I didn't. When my friends and, you know, were going to go get high, I would go to the room, the other side of the room myself, you know, and just go read a book, or, you know, and I had my own business, stringing tennis rackets at 13, and I was like Domino's Pizza, I get it to you in 1 hour or less, so I was still focused at 13 with my own business, making $15 an hour. So, and there, I said, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to go get high and go out and party, and while all my friends were out partying, I was writing the top 10 Billboard records that they were dancing to. So it depends on how you spend your time and how you choose. I mean, and I'm cool if I have to be by myself. I'm cool with that, as long as it keeps me out of trouble. And then I'm busy 23 hours a day. So, I mean, I really didn't even get to sleep since yesterday. And then when I'm editing 15, 18 hours a day for 8 months on a film, that takes up a pretty good time of life. You know, I have a billion associates, you know, and like I said, the people who I sit down with when I'm in L.A. or New York or whatever, they're in their 70s, because I learn from them. So I think, you know, you got to have a special – you need a special focus, because I put a lot of people on, and they failed themselves. They didn't fail me. They failed themselves by letting certain people come in their lives. And these were educated, sometimes Temple graduates, going to be lawyers, but then they would, you know, let a person in their life that showed them a negative route, and they fell into it. And by the time they woke up, it was too late, because, you know, a year or two later, I'm in a whole different planet, and I can't reach back and try to put you back on. So I'd say you got to have a totally a certain focus. You got to choose your friends, which I did, and I chose. I didn't even go to the prom, because I said, I'm getting out of 11th grade, man. I'll go throw a party anytime. But that was just me, and I've done really almost everything, really everything I wanted to do in life, and I'm really just getting started. So I think it's your own individual choice. You know what's going to happen if you do drugs, and still people try to get me into craziness in L.A. and New York, all the cities I go to. you know. I mean, I have people waiting, you know, and I'm like, wow. So if your focus, even if you're a kid or an adult, if you're not superly focused and then you love what you do, I love what I do. I quit radio jobs in Los Angeles and Philly to do what I do now, and I don't have to work for anybody. I don't have to answer to anybody, you know, but my mom and God, of course, but that's about it. So, you know, and people like Elizabeth, since 9 I knew her, she's focused. Kalia, focused. And now and she's even more focused because, you know, I'm like, you know, listen to this stuff every day, not the same song on the radio. And for me, you can choose what you want to do, and then I can choose if I want to help you or not. For another long answer.
Okay, yeah, it really is about choice. And, of course, we want to thank our listeners for joining in on Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul. And, Andrick, I know you have a wonderful question coming up for Tim.
Yeah. What's the next project you're working on? Is it like another top 10 Billboard song or something bigger?
Well, the next thing I'm working on is sleep.
That's a good answer.
You know, because I'm telling you, I don't have the regular social life. I'm not, you know, I don't even have time to chill, hang out. I didn't know the last time I've been on a date. Wow. You know, my mom's like, look, give me some grandkids. Come on now. So
I personally wish I was as persistent as you because, like, everyone, like, especially my mother, she always complains about how, you know, I worry about my social life a lot more than my academic life, even though I think I get good grades. So, yeah, that's definitely something I'll keep in mind.
Well, yeah, I'd say, you know, even socially, and it depends on what you're getting into. For me, I had to get rid of so-called best friends because as I moved up the totem pole in life and I start putting out 17 singles, I was putting out 8 records this summer at 17, and still playing tennis, I would play the 16s, 18s, and the men's and win all categories. So, you know, it was crazy. So I didn't have time for, you know, anything else. And then stringing records and then writing songs. And then I got into radio. Then so it's like social life is cool, but you got to look at what you're trying to do. Because these days everybody has a cell phone with a camera. You know, and usually sometimes jealousy and envy kicks in with people, unfortunately. And if you look at that swimmer, when he had that bong, that was one of his best friends that took the picture and made him lose millions in contracts. And that happened to a lot of celebrities where it was their best friends because they get them at those intimate moments and they end up selling the picture, like the Prince, you know, who had those crazy pictures. And those were his friends in the hotel. So you got to look at where you want to go. And for me, I got a billion friends. Every city I go to, I got 1,000 people. Like, Tim, I'm your best friend. I'm like, wait a minute, what's your name? So for me, and I'd say later in life, you may have maybe a handful of people, 3-4, that are really true friends that will be there and a change of flat tire for you at 4 o'clock in the morning at 12 degrees. You know, everybody's not going to do that. But I'd say still at a young age, too, you got to focus in on opportunities because friends are going to be there. But when it's time for them to go after their opportunities, they'll be like, oh, hey, you know, I can't make it today. I got a job interview. So I'd say, you know, you're going to need a job, too. So I'd say, in my opinion, I would put more into where my career goal is going to be. You can always go to a party, you know, go to a Facebook.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
Like a billion people. You know, send me the link.
And
tell us about Little Homies.
Say it again.
Tell us about Little Homies.
Yeah, Little Homies is just like Little Rascals meets hip-hop. And it's you heard of 50 Cent. Well, my star in the movie is 20 Cent. And you know, these are phenomenal kids. And I have a Chinese kid. So it's sort of like a Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker type thing. And these thugs try to take over their block to do their, you know, their business. So the little homies, they got the block on lock. They're like, no, you're not taking over our playground to do whatever. So it just shows kids empowering themselves, just like super kids. These are kids with superpowers, and you never seen, you know, usually African-American superheroes that are 7 years old using their powers to take back their neighborhood. And then the reprogrammers, that's about a group of inventors. These little kids are inventors, and they invented a device that reprograms thugs to go back to school
and have positive thoughts and then get business licenses and start legitimate businesses in their communities and get back 30%. So, you know, most of my pitches are more, you know, they're not preachy, they're fun, but when you know, media is powerful. Media can make you think anything. So my type of films, you know, filmmaker makes the way he lives his life, and the way I live my life is, you know, you're not going to find anything negative, period, ever. You know, and that's how my films are. You know, I don't do the horror pictures. I don't do the shoot 'em up pictures because that's not how I live, you know, life. And I, you know, creating like a whole new Disney where we're going to have a Little Homies clothing line, video games, you know, and I give back. So when you see someone wearing Little Homies, you know 30 or 40% is given back to communities all around the country, you know, because I really don't need $50 million. If I had 50 million, I'd probably give half of that away, you know, but that's just me.
Yeah. We spoke about image briefly today, and actually it corresponds to when we had a guest in the past, one of our doctors, and just talking about image and what teens see in everyday light with celebrities and on TV. Actually, we can ask Elizabeth, how do you make sure that you don't have that negative light and are not influenced in a bad way, and finding positive role models?
I don't see them, but I hear a lot of them. And I'm grounded in my religion, which is Christian. And I think that, so I think positive. I don't worry about the things that are negative. I just think positively.
Yeah, and for Elizabeth, since she really can't see people, she can hear in your voice. And,
right.
You know, she tells the reporter, like, okay, I picture you, like, I see what's right on point. I'm like, okay, wow. And she can tell who's in the room with her hearing senses. It's unbelievable. You know, she's like quiet on the set, and, you know, she'll tell her, you too, Mouse, quiet. I can hear you walking in the corner. You're like, wow. And then same thing for Kalia, you know, how do you choose? Because, you know, you have everybody wanting to be in your circle once you were in the newspaper and on television in Detroit. So, what keeps you, you know, grounded in the image that you have where they look at you and say, well, Kalia, she's not going to play those games?
Well, when I think about myself, I always just think I want people to be able to look at me and say, oh, that girl is going to be successful. Oh, that girl's positive. Oh, she's doing good in her life, not, you know, whatever you see on TV. I don't want to have my image ruined. And I just think that it's better to be around people who are doing the same thing as you, people that are also positive, because you don't have to worry about people trying to bring you negative things to your life. I mean, if you don't surround yourself with it, you don't have to be bothered with it. And that's pretty much how I deal.
Okay, so do y'all ever get tired of me telling y'all, like, look, you better read this book, you better listen to this, Kalia, do this?
No. I don't ever get tired of it, because I know it's only going to benefit me to stay in a positive light, and if I stay on that track, then I know it'll be fine, so I don't worry about it.
Good answer. No, okay.
All right. Teen host, do you have any more questions for our guest?
I do have one. I see that you stressed that people should think positively rather than negatively, and that you do believe in the good and the bad. So how would you respond to someone who believes that in life things are often a shade of gray rather than black or white?
Well, for me, my opinion only, on the record, it, you know, depends on how. You know, for me, whatever makes you happy. Some people are in the, you know, like Elizabeth says, she's Christian. Some people are, you know, worship, you know, Satan. Some people worship Scientology. Some people are into Buddhism. In Hollywood, there are, you know, millions of religions and millions of mindsets. For me, whatever, I know how I want my space to be, and I know what my vibration is and why I was, you know, put here on this planet. So I know what I want around me. So if somebody's having a bad day and a bad life, I'll say, well, you know something, maybe you should try this, because I've had people like that. And it was a step in a positive direction, but some you know, just unfortunately, some people love misery. And I'd say, okay, well, if you like that, that's cool, that's your life, but I can't sit here and constantly tell you that this is what I've done, and I had worse than you, and, you know, you don't want to do anything. But some people like maybe a pity party, like, oh, great, I get attention. So, you know, I can't really say or reflect on what somebody else is thinking. And some people might have bad things that came in their life, but it's up to you to change that. Just like when I go into prison, most of those guys and girls have so-called horrible lives, but it was that one decision they made, and then when I come in, even the guards say, well, dang, Tim, these people are really opening up. So, you know, I try to pull that out of you, and if it doesn't work for you, then that's how you want your life. I can't bring myself to someone who's just straight negative. I'll say, hey, bless you, I got to keep it moving, and I keep it moving.
I see. But, you kind of compared positive with negative again. How exactly, like, for example, there are shades of gray. For example, some people believe that marijuana does have good uses. Some people believe that guns are for good and bad rather than just bad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, everybody's household is different. You know, I can't tell a person who has a stockpile of guns that that's not good. Mm-hmm. If that what makes you happy in your house, who am I to tell you what you have to do? And if, you know, they're legal, cool. If you rubbed out the serial number, you're going to get what's coming if you get caught. And
right.
Say if you think marijuana is good. I mean, I had plenty of people that came into my space and they said, well, Tim, I got a little weed here. I mean, a lot of people have it in the business that I'm in. But for me, I deal with kids, and I know how I like my life. If I'm on a set, even with a bunch of adults, and you have weed in your pocket, and you get caught, they're taking me down too. And then on the news, they're not going to say you have weed in your pocket. Tim Green's actors, like, wait a minute, Tim Green's actors, I need to know the person had it in their pocket. So, and if it's, you know, medicinal, cool. But, you know, but for me, I'm not around people that smoke weed. I take myself out of that circle instantly as soon as I smell it, because, you know, I'm an athlete. You know, I play tennis. So I can't. Man, I can't say it's bad for you. I can say if that's
yeah,
what you do.
Just have solid
yeah.
beliefs.
Yeah, I'd say if that's what you do, I'd say, hey, more power to you. But let me step out the room. Thank you. Bye. But that's just me. You know, I've never seen. You know, I've seen drugs, but I never touched it. And I had people who I put on. You know, I'd say a lot of them are dead now, unfortunately. And then I would tell them about being promiscuous, and I'd say I know at least 20 people who are passed from HIV. They didn't even get to 23. Okay, so but that was decisions that they made. I used to say, man, Tim, why did I get them in the biz? No, you could always say no, and if you say yes, cool. You take what goes with that accordingly. You don't have a medicinal license. You could get a record if you get busted or if it's in your car. So, you know, I'd say just think and approach.
So this question goes to all of our guests, but I was just wondering for each of you, what was your favorite project to work on and why?
Elizabeth Harrington, you can answer that one first.
My favorite project to work with was superheroes because the kids were superheroes. I mean, the kids were awesome. They were really.
They had an awesome director, which was you. So, you know, how was it for you getting Best Director yesterday with ABC Television?
It was an honor.
She's so humble and modest. But she cleared the room. She said, Tim, get out the room. Security, I'm a star now. No, she was good. She was excellent. So, Kalia. For you, what was your favorite project to work on over the past year and a half?
I have to say that it was the reprogrammer for me. It was really fun to work with everybody on the set. I got to help direct and do the music. It was awesome. And acting was really fun. Seeing all the cues and action, everybody was just happy, cheerful. I was just like, wow, like, this is amazing. And I would love to do stuff like that again. So that was the best project for me.
So how was it for you being on television for the first time at Fox and MyTV? Because you were nervous. You looked like you weren't going to make it.
Yes.
So how was that for you?
That was
mad fun. It was really crazy. I was nervous. I was excited all at once. So my head was really spinning, but we handled it. We dealt with it, and it was awesome. It was a great feeling being on TV, being able to deal with the lady that I see on TV all the time. I'm like, wow, like I'm really talking to her. So it was awesome for me.
And I'd say for me, the best project is, for me, I don't have any one because I have like seven other films for the next 10 years that's going to be shot that are phenomenal, that are franchises. So I say for me, this the best part is just waking up every day and whatever I put on my slate to take life to that next level. So I'd say every day that I wake up is like phenomenal and great and, you know, and finding new talent and getting them to help, you know, help them fulfill their dreams because people, you know, helped me along the way. And I even had, what, 73-year-old rapping granny got her, you know, dreams fulfilled. So, it's, you know, senior citizens, I'm in senior citizens' home speaking too. And then everybody wants me to come over for Thanksgiving dinner, you know. They're, you're my grandbaby now. Like, I have a granddaughter. I'm like, okay.
That's great. And how do you, actually all of you again, how do you continue to reach your version of your idea of success? There are some people who put up their goals on the wall so they can actually, or they listen to it on like voice recorder and have just say any goals that they have just to be constantly reminded. What do you do to continue to reach your goals?
Well, for me, I used to start out, and I would videotape myself on New Year's, so I would be on the air in Los Angeles, like right out of school. I was blessed to get on the number one station, and I would tape what my goals were for that year, and I'd say, okay, I'm going to do this, do that, and then when I had my first top 10, I said, okay, now I'm going to get an urban top 10, and within a year, I did that, and I said, okay, now I'm going to produce 17 singles, and then I make sure every day I move forward. And I said, okay, I'm going to do radio. And my major was business, but I ended up getting in broadcasting. And I had even in Japan, I said, okay, I'm going to get in the Japan market. And then you have to take those steps, calculated risk. And I know what I did every day for the past 25 years because I have those day timers. You can get them at the 99-cent store. And every single day I'll write in there, okay, what did I do today? Okay, we went to ABC with Elizabeth, ABC again, okay, back in Detroit. And then every week I look back to see what I've done that whole week. And then I said, okay, either I'm just sitting dormant, or I'm moving forward. Then I look at that month and say, okay, what did I do this whole month? Okay, good, I was in Detroit, Atlanta, Charlotte, Cleveland. And I said, okay, I'm moving up. And now I'm on like 20 and 50 city tours. So when I look back at my other books for previous years, it shows a forward movement. And then, like I said, for success, you got to look what makes you successful. I mean, I was invited to one of the inauguration parties in Washington, but you know, I didn't go. But for me, my vision of success is if, you know, I'm in the hood giving out 300 computers to kids who got straight A's in the hood but can't even afford computers. I mean, Christmas Day, I'm giving out, you know, all kinds of computers, you know, but that's where I'm at. I'm more of the community guy, and I'm not the red carpet guy. You know, I'd rather be making the decisions of who goes on the red carpet, and you'll have a job for the next 50, 60 years. So, you know, you got to see what your level of success is. I drive a regular car. You know, matter of fact, I need a push to get started when I get out of here tonight. So, and that's me. I mean, regular car, regular, you know, I don't have to buy clothes because I get, you know, all the warm-ups and everything for free. But that's where I'm at. And people who, you know, you don't want to get in my car, guess what? You know, you probably, you don't, you know, not my, want to be my friend because I would have to always impress you with a, you know, a Maybach. And then you'll be right on to the next person with a Maybach with gold rims. So, but that's where, you know, I am as far as success. And then with all the projects I have out, I mean, I didn't even release Homies or Reprogrammers internationally yet, and I don't focus on the big screen. My movies are for the new generation of kids that just download. Some of them don't even know what a CD is. They're like, CD, oh, my gosh, you're old. Like, you know, download. So, you know, and then in Japan, you got 1.2 billion people. So, you know, I can move, if I just move 500,000 downloads for $1.99 right to your PayPal, you're good, you know, and then I'll pass those on to whoever my kids are going to be. So for me, at this point in life of happiness is I'm totally happy. You know, I meet new people, but still you can't make everybody your friend. and then if your success level was going at 20 parties and being hanging with all the celebrities, cool, more power to you, have a nice life. But then sometimes you may get burnt out too, or, you know, even drugged out, which I've seen many times before. So, you know, you really got to have a focus on what you want or what your happiness is. And for me, you know, it might be boring for other people. Like, you know, that's all you do is make films that last forever, that may make, you know, millions of dollars for people. Well, yeah. And talk on the radio. Yeah. So, but, you know, it depends on what makes you happy. So, you know, what makes you happy? One of the teen hosts, you know, what keeps you happy every day? Say for the guy who you know, sometimes go out and socialize. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like to do both, to be honest.
Okay. And what type of parties do you go to?
I go to frat parties just to talk to people.
Okay.
I don't.
You put that disclaimer in there. No, just to talk.
I actually don't do drugs either. But I do drink.
Okay, well, cool. You know, that's what's up. You know, for me, you know, I don't drink because, like I said, I'm an athlete. The toughest thing I ever drank was 2 mixed packs of Kool-Aid, strawberry and orange. Would knock you out. But that's just me. You know, I usually drink orange juice. Even at a party, I'll get some orange juice or something. They're like, Tim, you want a something? I'm like, what is that? What's the mixture of this? I said, no, I'm good. I'm cool. Give me some Hawaiian punch.
And Miranda.
Well, I'm not too much of a party goer. I mean, try to stay away from things which are too distracting and stuff. But I like just, you know, going to the movies with friends or just hanging out and stuff.
Right. You know, and going to parties is not bad. I mean, at 18, I would rent clubs. I was a DJ, so I would throw parties, and I would rent these huge clubs out, but I was on the entrepreneurial end. And, you know, where at the end of the party, I wouldn't be drunk. I'd be, you know, I'd go to my accountant and be like, wow, let's put this in the bank at 18. So, you know, but my parties would have, you know, there wouldn't be all the drinking and everything, all the other stuff. Because I've seen some of these parties online today. I was like, wow. And then certain things I can't go into or be seen in, you know, because it's like, if I go to a party and then they have all these dancers, that's not me. So if somebody gets that on a cell phone, yes, there you are, Tim. You talk about make it rain, you know. So you know, I have to watch where I go, and I have to watch who I associate with, because
yeah.
I know this is how I want my life to be. I can't associate with somebody who smokes weed. I just, you know, and more power to you, but I can't, you know, because first thing that comes up when I have a number one movie, Tim's a weed smoker, you know, and it's not bad. That's your choice. You know, I had people
true.
Growing up who smoked weed, who took drugs. But none of them are doing nothing right now, unfortunately, not one of them, because they got smoked out. So.
And Kalia and Elizabeth, how do you guys continue to move forward?
Okay, well, this is Kalia speaking. For me, I practice so much with my music. I take it to other people and get a pain. So even with my performances, I videotape myself, I plan all the time. I'm constantly going over notes. And recently, I started listening to like self-motivation tapes, and I started a self-motivating book to stay focused. Suggestion of Tim, but it's really been helping me. It really keeps me focused. So that's
good.
One of the ways that
do you ever get lonely
book.
And bored, Kalia, when you're just there by yourself making music?
No. I mean, if I get bored, then I'll find something else to do. But other positive things like draw, or I'll play a sport. Of course, not now because it's winter time. But I'm always creating different stuff. And it's fun for me, so I really don't get bored like that. Drink hardly ever.
Wow. And Elizabeth, our DC girl, Miranda and I are in DC. Awesome.
So Star, what keeps you focused, Star?
I think
I was gonna let Elizabeth go.
I talk about it all the time with my family. And I do things to help it, like directing with Mr. Tim, or being in a play with my school, or participating in summer acting programs. I keep myself good by just having fun and doing things that I love.
Wow.
Really
and she's Elizabeth is always happy. So
exactly.
The happiest person
I can
on
hear
earth.
I can hear it through her voice. Of course, we don't want to leave. We want to hear how we can get in contact and follow you guys. You guys, this is just the beginning. I know you guys are all both superstars. Elizabeth, do you have a Twitter, Facebook?
Yes, I actually have Twitter. I have Twitter. It's ELH in drama, and the drama is for acting.
And Kalia?
For me, it's a Facebook. It's Kalia McCarthy, and that's K-E-L apostrophe capital L-E-I-A-H McCarthy, M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y at Facebook.com.
And for me, Tim Green, you can't follow me, you can't tweet me, you can't, no, but no, you can just go to Tim Green Films. And, you know, email me. It may take me a minute to call you back because I'm always on the road or doing something, but I try to make sure I contact every single person. But you can't pitch ideas to me, okay, for your protection and mine. And I usually point people in the right direction. So timgreenfilms.com.
That's really great. I truly would like to thank everyone for coming on to our show and our teen hosts and our guests.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
coming on.
Yes. Thank you.
No problem.
And that's exactly what Teen Station is about. It's about expressing voice through change. Each one of you, Elizabeth, Clea, you have a wonderful story to tell, and we look forward to seeing you grow. And that's why we have Teen Station, to be able to expose this great stardom. And we're going to close off with Willow Smith, who actually, or probably the reason for her doing this song, I Am Me, is because of kids like you who are not afraid to show what they are made of and show their true potential and follow their dreams. So we'd like to thank you, Tim, of course, for creating the safe haven for young teens and adults to explore their dreams.
I mean, just kidding.
So thank you again
for
coming on to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Audience, thank you so much. Tell us your thoughts. We'd like to continue to spread your word and hear what you have to say. Have a good night, everyone.
Yummy, and that's all I can be. Yummy, yummy. And that's all I can be. Days pass, I'm trying to find who I really am. I've been looking, people don't like the way I dress or where I'm at. I've been looking, I dye my hair and it's not just vanity. I've been looking, your validation is just not that important. To me, and that.